Good morning, White Plains family and friends. Happy Easter. If you're new here, so am I. I hope you have felt welcomed here this morning. My name is Gary. I am the pastor here. I've been here about 2 months, and I have found the people here at White Plains to be some of the most welcoming and kindest people around, and I hope that was your experience this morning as well. And because I'm new, sometimes I don't know to do things. Like one Sunday, I forgot to dismiss our kids to go to children's church, and one by one, they all sort of got up and left. And I thought I had done something wrong, and it turned out I did. I forgot to dismiss them. So I will do that in just a moment. But before I do that, because I don't know, this is my first Easter with you guys. If I say the term, "He is risen," do you all know how to respond to that? Well, you do. So let's try that. He is risen. That's really good. The second time's always better than the first time, isn't it? One more time. He is risen.
He is risen.
All right, children, before you go, you heard what we sounded like as a full room. I wonder if you guys could be louder, if the children could be louder than the adults and teenagers. I bet you could. Do you think? So kids, just you guys, if I say he is risen, I want you to say he is indeed right after, okay? You ready? He is risen. Oh, I was hoping you would be a lot louder. Can you be louder, like super loud, like you're fixing to leave so it's okay to be really loud? Could you do that? Really loud? Maybe? Okay, let's try it one more time. Just the kids. He is risen. Okay. Well, children, you can go to children's church, and whoever's teaching today, let's work on that. Let's work on the loud factor. I know we're giving you candy later. Maybe you need some now. But so if you're new here and you've got kids in grades K through 6, you could send your kids along with those guys. If you want to keep them here with you, that's totally fine too. White Plains Baptist Church is a church that loves the kids in our community. And we are so close to the public schools just down the road. We have several members who are on staff in the school system in several different capacities. We have several student leaders that go to our youth group here. And we have many athletes in different sports in the school system. So I'm excited that this Thursday we're the softball team. I didn't realize we're feeding the Lord's chicken, though. That's good news. It's chicken. Okay, there you go. Now, we do need some help, though. If you're able to help pass out that chicken to the softball team, I would ask that you see CJ before you leave. We could really use your help to do that, to really love the coaches and the team well that time. At that time. But if you can't serve the food, I do ask something of you. I would ask that you would come to the game on the 21st. That's a Thursday, right? 5:30 is when the game starts, and I would ask that you come and cheer the team on. Many have made the comment to me that God had placed our church building in this location before that road was finished, before the schools were built there, and how sort of Allen County and Scottsville has sort of grown out this way. They've seen that as God doing that, and I totally agree. It's a blessing to have people from all over the county come just down the road to drop their kids off to school 5 days a week. And this, as your pastor, I see this as a spiritual opportunity to show the love of Jesus to our community. And this is why I'm asking you to come to the softball game on the 21st, to show the love of Jesus to our community. We will have just fed the team, so they will be ready to play, and I would love for us to cheer them on. And I don't know if you've ever played high school sports, but it always means more when there's a large audience. And wouldn't it be amazing if we showed up and the parents and usual attenders of the game started asking, who are all these people cheering on our girls? Wouldn't it be so much fun to say to them, We go to White Plains Baptist Church just down the road. We just fed the team, and we're here to cheer them on this evening. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I think it would be wonderful. Would you please make plans to attend the game and show the love of Jesus to our community in this way? The game's at 5:30, and adult tickets are $5. Students and children are no charge. If you have like a camping chair or something, you might want to bring that. Now, there are bleachers, but the last time that I was there, the bleachers filled up pretty quick. And because I love you and I don't want you to be embarrassed, if you do go, you want to sit on the softball, on the side of the softball field that's closest to the baseball field. That's the home side. That's Allen County, Scottsville side. That's the first base side. That's where you'd want to be. So would you consider coming to the game on Thursday the 21st? This morning is Easter Sunday, and today we celebrate the most wonderful day in history. You just saw the stories of four people who knew Jesus. Those four people's stories are found in the Bible. You can read about them. They are people just like you and me. The woman at the well, she encountered Jesus when he met her where she was. She was an outcast in her society, and Jesus knew the real her and accepted her anyways. The second video was Peter. He was a close friend of Jesus, and even though he knew Jesus so well, his faith in him wavered at times. Peter knew Jesus to reach out to him and pull him up as he was literally sinking. The third video was of Joseph. He followed Jesus from the shadows, and he watched Jesus reach out to people that no one would even look at. After Jesus died, Joseph stepped out of the shadows, and he took the body of Jesus and buried him in the tomb that was meant for Joseph. We are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. We're going to look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, in verses 1 to 15. It'll be up here on the screen behind me. Matthew 28, verses 1 to 15. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, "Tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Let's pray. God, we praise you this Easter morning for the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus said he would be resurrected. He knew he was going to defeat death and restore us back to you. Jesus was faithful on the cross and victorious in the tomb. We praise you this Easter morning for Jesus. Help us this morning to see the implications of the resurrection in our lives. Help us to look to the resurrected Jesus as proof
of his ability to make us right with you. Thank you for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. So this Easter morning, I would ask you to wrestle with this one question. This is the main thing that I would have you leave here, this place, thinking about today. If Jesus rose from the dead, why wouldn't you rest in him? If Jesus rose from the dead, why wouldn't you rest in him? Many of our church members have been reading through the final week of Jesus' life that led up to his death on Good Friday. We have seen how quickly people have turned on Jesus. He was welcomed into Jerusalem just last week as a king, and then he was violently killed on Friday. Saturday, we waited. We waited patiently. And maybe some of us didn't wait that patiently. We waited, even though we know the story. We waited in anticipation of this Easter morning. Several of us were here this morning to worship as the sun come up. Just like those two Marys went in early Sunday morning to tend to Jesus' body, it was chilly this morning, but it was a wonderful morning of worship as we celebrate that our Jesus robbed the grave. For the Christian, today is the greatest day of the year because we celebrate our risen Savior. If Jesus didn't rise from the grave, we would have no hope. For the person who does not follow Christ, you should ask yourself, did this really happen? The Christian believes that this is actual historical reality, that Jesus rose from the dead. We have read about it. We have heard about it. We celebrate it each Sunday, in fact. For the Christian, this is without a doubt certainly true. Jesus raised from the dead. Our lives have been changed. Our desires have been redirected. Our existence has a richer purpose because Jesus is risen. For the Christian, Jesus absolutely rose from the dead on that first Easter morning. For the one who doesn't follow Christ, I realize you may not believe this to be historical fact. You might not have even spent much time thinking about it. But you should ask yourself, did this really happen? If it didn't, you have nothing to lose. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, there is no hope. There is no hope to be made right with God. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, we're all alone, and the point of life is whatever you want it to be. There is no reason to submit to anything else above you. I have to ask you, though, if Jesus didn't rise, why would we and so many others around the globe, why would we celebrate this day almost 2,000 years later? If Jesus didn't rise from the grave, Easter would be the biggest hoax of all time. We see, beginning in verse 11, that there was a plan to cover up the actual facts of Jesus' resurrection that very day. Let's look at verses 11 through 15. While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city, and they told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So they took the money, and they did as they were directed. And this is the story. This story has been spread among the Jews to this day. There was a cover-up that very day between the guards and the religious people in power. The religious leaders of the day wanted to cover up this historical fact. They wanted to keep the truth away from people seeing Jesus as who he says he was. They wanted you to doubt, even these many years later. They promised to protect the guards. The guards were all too eager to accept the money the religious leaders were using to pay off the government because the guards wanted to stay out of trouble. The motivation to cover up this historical event was to keep power and to stay out of trouble. The motivation that we have to share with you the truth of this historical fact is that we want to invite you to rest in the power of the one who robbed the grave. If Jesus rose from the dead, why wouldn't you rest in him? If all this really happened, as we read earlier, what does that mean for you? If Jesus really did live the life that we can read about in the Bible, if Jesus really did die, and if Jesus really did rise from the grave, what does that mean for you? You have to ask yourself that question. What does it mean for me? We heard those stories of people who knew Jesus from earlier this morning. They're real people, just like you and me, but they actually met Jesus and interacted with him. The woman at the well was changed by Jesus when change in her life seemed impossible. Peter was actually saved from drowning when he called out Jesus' name. Joseph of Arimathea came out of the shadows of fear that had paralyzed him, and he took Jesus' body. Jesus filled up the grave that was meant for Joseph. When doubting Thomas came face to face with the resurrected Jesus, he realized his worth. Jesus came back for Thomas. Jesus came back for people like Thomas. Jesus came back for people like you. Jesus came back for you. If Jesus really came back, like I believe, and other Christians around the globe believe, what does that mean for you? It means there's hope. There's hope for you. There's hope for your family. There's hope for your friends. There is hope. But what hope? The hope of a full life of purpose and meaning on this earth, and a life forevermore full of hope that never ends, an everlasting life in a close relationship with God Almighty. This was the life that you were meant to live. You were created by God to live a full life in a close relationship with him and with others. This is what it was supposed to be like, but you and I know this is not the reality. This is not the way it is. We live in a broken and hopeless world. There are wars that are killing innocent people. Hopefully, we're coming out of a pandemic, but it has changed many people's family lives forever. Speaking of families, for many, our families are a place of pain and hurt and not a place of close and loving relationships. The world is broken, and for many, it's hopeless. Why do so many turn to drugs, alcohol, and other things like that? It's because we all agree life is painful. In many ways, it is hopeless. We want hope. We want peace. We want purpose. We want to be loved, but the world will not give that to you. We seek something we can only find in Jesus. As we seek those and we abuse drugs, alcohol, and other things like that, we are hopeless. But you are here this morning. You may be here because it's Easter, and church is just where people go for Easter. But most of the world isn't in church right now. You are. God has brought you here to church, whether you realize it or not. God has brought you here. God knows what you're going through. God knows the hope you need. As you entered our building this morning, you might have thought that someone here might know your deepest, darkest secrets and wonder, why are you here? You might have even joked that if you would ever enter a church building, that there would be flames come down. I don't smell smoke yet. You might not feel worthy to be sitting in this room full of people who love and follow after God. You might worry that if we found out your deepest, darkest secrets, that no one would love you. Now, I'm new here. I don't know anyone's deepest, darkest secrets yet. But you are welcomed here, and I hope that you felt that this morning. We all have deep and dark secrets that we wish we could keep from each other. I do need to tell you, though, that even though I don't know your deepest, darkest secrets, God does. God knows, and He loves you anyways. Even if you've been coming to this church for your entire life, God knows your deep, dark secrets. Your deep, dark secrets about yourself are sin. Romans 6:23 in the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Your deepest, darkest secrets, along with everyone else's, are sin. We all sin. Sin is the reason that there is so much brokenness and hopelessness in the world around us. Sin deserves death. It brings death. Someone has to die because of sin. We celebrate this time of the year because that's why Jesus died. Jesus died to give you life forevermore. You can step into that life of purpose and goodness by allowing Jesus to be the Lord of your life. If Jesus rose from the dead, why wouldn't you rest in Him? In this world, there are troubles. In Christ, you can find rest. In fact, that's the teaching series that we're currently going through as a church. And I would invite you back next week as we continue our study in the small letter of 1 John. The study is being called Rest Assured. As we've been studying 1 John, we're seeing how we can have assurance in our salvation and our faith because we can have assurance in Christ, in Jesus. Now, I'll be honest. I think it was Monday, maybe Tuesday. We put more seats out in hopes that we would have friends and family come to church with us today. And if it's okay with you, we'll just leave all these seats out so that you can feel free to come back and hear from 1 John and hear more about this rest that we can have in Jesus. Because if Jesus rose from the dead, why wouldn't you rest in Him? The woman at the well was changed by Jesus. Your story doesn't have to keep running the way it's going. You too can be changed by Jesus. He can lift you up and save you like He did Peter. Jesus died for you. He took your place in death just like He took the tomb of Joseph. He came back for you because just like Thomas understood, you are worth it. You are worth the price of death, the death that Jesus paid. You are worth it. I'm going to close in prayer in just a moment. There's going to be one final short video that will play, and I hope it will speak to you this morning. After that video, the band will come back up and sing a song. If you would like to find rest in Jesus this morning, or have someone pray with you or talk with you about what all does this mean for you, feel free. You can come forward and during that last song. I'll be happy to pray with you. We'll have others here around that will be happy to pray with you and talk with you about what does all this mean. You have a family here that you haven't even met that cares about you and that will pray for you because you are worth it. If Jesus really rose from the dead, why wouldn't you rest in Him? Let's pray. God, we thank You for Jesus. He is so good. He is worthy to be worshiped this morning. Jesus is the one who makes us right with You. Jesus died on the cross to pay our sin payment. He died and was buried. But today we celebrate that death couldn't hold Him down. Death could not keep Him from coming after us. We were worth it to You. Jesus satisfies the wrath of our sin. In Jesus we can rest. It is so good to rest in Jesus. And it's in His name that we pray. Amen.